Just before we get going together, see if there are any distractions in your room. Perhaps the door is open or the window is open and you can hear noises. You could leave it like that, or you could just get up and close it. If there's any of your devices on, your phone, put it on airplane mode. Recordings, stereo, turn it off. And then very carefully create a sitting space for you. And I mean sitting or lying down. If you lie down, try to do it on a firm surface, such as the floor, with a small cushion under your head and another cushion below your knees, just to take some pressure off the lower back. Do that first, maybe turn off the machine. And then come back. So we begin again, as every moment is a beginning, every breath is a beginning. We may be breathing a million times a day or a week or whatever, trillion times over a week, a month, a year. But each breath is unique. Each breath you take, you breathe for the very first time. So bring your awareness to your breath. Typically, it begins at the nostril. Nostrils, actually. And if you just, without making any fuss, just bring your full attention to the opening of your nostrils just above the upper lip. And see if you can zoom in, focus on just the flow of air entering your body. It's life-giving breath, meaning if you were to stop breathing, eventually there would be no more life. So it's really a very special, almost sacred awareness of my incoming breath. Just imagine you're taking up an observation post, like a gatekeeper, right at your nostrils. And your sole assignment is to listen, to feel the breath, a gentle stream of air taken from the infinite air that we all beings breathe. In fact, all beings in the entire universe breathe the same, from the same source. And now it arrives in your nostrils. The body draws in the air. Just concentrate on the entry of breath. And if you wish, you could always place the palm of one hand either over your belly, just the hand's width above the navel, or over your heart space. Just gently place the palm of one hand. As you continue to pay attention to your breath, you may also become aware of movement, the gentle in and out of breath. The expanding and contracting in your chest and in your belly. So nothing special, just breathing. And yet, when you pay attention to it, even just one breath, you come right to the edge of yesterday and now, and the space between now and the future. And this moment comes and goes as quickly as we can count it. So we won't count, won't even think about breathing, because the body breathes itself. Just notice the breath entering. In-breath, in-breath. Now, if you selected this recording because of what it says in the title, at times of stress, at times of upheaval, bring that to mind. What's going on? What caused you to choose this particular recording? It could be a physical pain. It could be a heart pain. It could be an overwhelming feeling of, this is too much. I don't want this. I wish it would go away. So in meditation, we just leave all those things. All those thoughts are just what they are, thoughts. And we turn our full attention to the body. And so I'm inviting you now to locate this concern, this worry, this stress. Where in the body can you feel it? Where does it manifest itself? Take your time. Drop into your body. And this dropping into the body is not with the intention of fixing anything or making anything go away or lessen the pain or lessen the stress or solve anything. It's just going to the center of your very being, wherever that is in this moment, wherever your tension, your stress, your pain is residing. And just notice that it's there. Don't worry if you're not quite sure what that is. Your intention alone will help you to begin to notice where in your body, what aspect. Could be your heart, could be your belly, could be your head. If it's a physical pain, a chronic condition, go there. Now, not because, oh, I know, it's always there. Or whenever I feel sad, I feel it here. Just find it now. And inevitably, there will be the many stories that surround this situation you find yourself in, the external stories of who's involved, what is involved, what caused it, how big it is, how lonely you might feel, how hopeless the situation, or how desperate your need for some solution. Leave those stories, Let them just be. But they'll always be there. But your assignment, if you want, your assignment is to just not get involved in the story, because you've done that already. Instead, we're turning our attention, you're turning your attention to your body. Breathing in, feel your in-breath, and feeling your out-breath. In-breath, out-breath. All too often we get so involved and so taken over by whatever is stressing that we forget there's so much to you. There's so much more to you than what stresses you, what causes you sadness or anger or pain. Almost as if we are neglecting the body. So let's not neglect. Instead, let's focus all your attention. And if you can, or feel like it, place the palm of one hand over this newfound location of where your stress resides. And gently bring the flow of in-breath in the vicinity of this stress point. It's not about breathing through it or breathing it away or making it go away or change. We simply want to say, hello, I know you're hurting. I know I am hurting. I'm sad. I'm in pain. I'm in loss. Whatever it is, even the words don't matter. It's really an act of self-compassion. Paying attention to this being called you. So continue to draw the breath, or to direct the breath from the entrance of the nostril to the general area in your body that is being neglected or it's hurting. And on the out-breath, let some of it go. Even if that seems premature, oh, I can't let go, I don't know how to, just open the door for it so that it can move out. It's like a bird in the summertime where I live. Hummingbirds or other birds sometimes fly in through an open door. They get lost and there they are, flapping about, bouncing off walls, trying to get through the window. Just opening as many windows, as many doors, and then being very still, and the bird will find its own way. So just open your heart to feel gently into what ails you. If that's too much, then just stay nearby with your awareness. As if you're visiting someone who is at home or in hospital in a bed, or in the hallway on a gurney, feeling whatever they're feeling. And there's nothing you can do. That's what the medical staff is there for. And you just sit with them saying, hi, I'm here for you. I'm here with you. and this is a difficult time, but you're not alone. So that's self-compassion, giving the attention and the kindness we might extend to a friend or loved one, we extend it to ourselves. You are caring for the ache inside of you. Not to fix or to make things go away or even make things better. That will happen all by itself. You don't even need to know the full extent of the stories. You're just sitting or lying. With your pure heart in this moment. Imagine you have a little light in your heart or wherever the pain is. A tiny little flicker of a light. And with every in-breath, the light, let's say it's a flame, gets fanned a little and gets a little brighter. Could be very, very tiny. Could be medium or super large. It doesn't really matter. It's just a brightening from a very tiny, dim light. And as you breathe in, you allow what will brighten all by itself. And on the out-breath, it'll go down again. It's like the rhythm of your moment-by-moment living. Inhale, exhale. Inhale, exhale. Whenever you get pulled away into thinking, imagining, remembering, worrying, just come back to your breath. If need be, if say a phrase, may I be at peace. May I be at ease. May my heart be soft. May I be strengthened to face the difficulties. And this is not a time for problem solving or figuring out how to do all this, facing the problem. Just stay very quietly, nurturing and caring for this one body, this one precious being that is you. In breath. Feel free to adjust your posture on your chair or your cushion or on the floor or wherever you are. Make sure you're still well supported in your body. Feel your feet on the ground if that's possible, depending how you're sitting. Feel connected through your feet into the building, into the ground. You're connected. You're grounded. Even if it feels precarious and shaky, feel the connection like a tree through the roots into the earth. In breath, out breath. And of course, the mind is always busy. That's why it's sometimes called the monkey mind. Jumps from one attraction to another, from one branch to another. It's normal. But let the monkey just do what the monkey does. Let the wandering mind just wander. And once more, before we end this meditation, bring your attention, perhaps placing your hand somewhere where it's sensitive in your body, your belly, your heart, your throat, wherever, and giving yourself this touch of kindness, this touch of unconditional caring. The way you might hold a baby, a newborn, or a puppy, or anything precious, just gently hold it. Breathing in and breathing out. Thank you, friend. May your life go well.